Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Ryan Hartwig, who is the Provost and VP for Academic Affairs at Vanguard University. Ryan, can you believe it? For 18 years here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of just simply helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Ryan. I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Sure. Well, thank you. It's a joy to be with you, Paul. We got to do some work together some years ago with New Leaf, and I really enjoyed that. And I love seeing the work that you continue to do to help organizations be their best. So it's a joy for me to spend a few minutes with your folks today. I'm at Vanguard University, Costa Mesa, California, or liberal arts university out here. And I get to serve as our chief academic officer, provost, VP of academic affairs. So I lead our faculty and our academic staff and our suite of academic programs and services and so on. And really, you know, what that looks like day to day is leading a team of people, a team of senior academic leaders who then are leading our division towards great work with our students and helping them propel them to the good things that they head off to in life and so on. So it's a joy. So what's my advice? And so let me give you just two things. There's probably lots of things I could say. Think a lot about leadership and building great organizations and teams and so on. But let me just dive into two real briefly today. The first one is Simon Sinek got famous for this, but he says to focus on your why. I might say to focus on why you exist, or focus on your organization's purpose. To be honest, your mission, your purpose is the greatest galvanizing force that you have available. And if you miss galvanizing people around your mission, you will then galvanize around something else, or you will find that you are constantly in your organization, there are constant battles being fought over what should we galvanize around. Should we galvanize around this new idea? Should we galvanize around our thoughts about remote work? Should we galvanize around our thoughts about how we create a more hospitable environment for a particular kind of person or whatever, right? You're going to galvanize in these different kind of places. And the thing that you want to galvanize around is your mission. And here's the thing, most organizations, almost every organization, now certainly there are some organizations that have been formed for nefarious kinds of purposes. So I'm not suggesting that, but pretty much all the rest formed for some sort of a noble purpose at one time. But as time goes on and as we get busy doing other kind of things, we tend to forget about that noble purpose. And so one of the things that I do a lot as a leader, and I ask my senior leaders to do, is to constantly be helping people to reminding people of the mission, of the purpose. This is why you are here. So I'm just giving you three quick things to do with that. Number one, resurrect it. Sometimes it gets buried, right? As I said before, it was started that way. Resurrect it, right? Bring it back out into the conversation. Say, why do we begin? What are we trying to do here? Number two is rehearse it. Give people the opportunity to talk about your particular purpose. And I don't just mean like your codified mission statement, but just like, why are you here? What is it that you're doing? And this happens at every level, at an organizational level, at a team level, at an office level. What is it that we are trying to do here, and help people to rehearse that? And then finally remind people of that. So put it on your agendas, put it on a wall. When you give talks, like for organizational leaders, kind of like me, as you're offering talks, I'll constantly be reminding people of that mission. So resurrect it, rehearse it, and then remind people of it. That's the first idea. The second idea is to remember that you work with people. People are complex. People are complex, a bunch of stories and of desires and of strengths and of weaknesses and so on. And you have to be able to pay attention to all of that. So just gotta remember, you're working with people. And the only way that things get done is by being able to work with people who do have agency and who do have ability to make choices and so on. So I'll give you three L's for that. Number one, listen. Number two, love. And number three, lead. People want to be listened to. They want to be understood. And then they want to be loved. They want to be cared for. Maybe that's kind of hard organizational language, but care for people, see them for who they are, come alongside of them, and then finally lead them. People love to be led. And so leadership is not coercive. Leadership is not manipulative. It's this inviting that we do to say, hey, join us in this important mission so that we're able to move forward in this way and make the world a little bit of a better place. So that's what I have for you today, Paul, and how you can make your organization a little bit better.
Ryan, I really like that. A visual picture that brought to mind there is almost like the vertical, like the kind of Y and then the horizontal in terms of how we do what we do together. Really love that simple picture. Ryan, again, thanks so much for spending a couple of minutes with us today. And just a message out to the subscribers to always keep an eye on the events page of the website for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available free to subscribers. Ryan, could I offer you a virtual fist bump with an explosion?
Yes, that'd be awesome.
Look at that.
Pretty good.
Thanks ever so much, my friend.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.